It's nice to see all of you here. Good morning. If you turn around and look at the screen, Greg is going to put a picture up for us. Oh, do you see that? That's our border collie. And I've used her in stories in the past because she teaches me such good lessons about God. And so I thought I'd use her again today if that's okay. Now, I don't know if you know much about border collies. You guys are pretty small, so you may not. But border collies are very special dogs. They're very, very smart. They know probably 150 words they can understand, and maybe double that. They're very devoted. They're very good dogs. And you can't train them and treat them like all other dogs, people treat other dogs. And there's one thing you must never do to them. You must never yell and scream at them, and you must never strike them or hit them. Because if you treat them that way, you can break their spirit and you can ruin them. Well, they are such devoted dogs, and they love their master so much. And border collies usually bond to one person in the family. They may like everybody else in the family, but usually they like one person more, and they will listen to that person more, and they'll want to be with that person more than anybody else. And in our family, our dog bonded to me. Now, she had to watch me all the time. She had to always see where I was. And I could teach her things. I could even teach her to look left and right when we crossed the street, but I could never teach her to not keep her eyes on me. I could never teach her to stay in a place and I went to another room and she would stay there and not see where I was. She couldn't do that. If I was in a room, she would come and lay close to me. And if I got up, she would get up. If I went to another room, she would go to the other room with me. If I went outside, she would go outside. If I came in from outside, she would come in. And like all dogs, she loved to go for rides in the car. She always wanted to be with me. And when she couldn't be with me, she was sad. And I thought about her one day, and I thought, what in the world does she do if I'm gone out of town for a few days? So I asked my husband, and he said, she spends the first couple days looking for you to try and find you. And when he would come home from work, she would go right past him when he got to the house, and she would go to the car and see if I was getting out of the car. And she wouldn't even eat for the first couple days. She was so devoted. And boys and girls, I learned from her when I was thinking about that. There, a verse came to my mind that God brought to my mind, and it comes from Revelation 14, and it talks about a group of people. That group of people is you, if you love Jesus, and us. That group of people is the people that when Jesus comes and saves us from the earth and takes us back to heaven, they will follow Jesus everywhere he goes, just like my border collie followed me. Because that group of people will love Jesus so much. Now, you can't see Jesus right now, can you? But you can learn to love him, and you can learn to see the things that he does in your life and how he answers your prayers and prayers for other people. So if you want to be part of that group in heaven that follows him and gets to go with him everywhere he goes, then we need to learn to love him here and keep our eyes on him here. So today I brought for each one of you a little picture of Jesus so you can remember always that he's your very best friend and he wants you to be part of that group in heaven that gets to go with him everywhere he goes, okay? So let's pray, okay? Can we do that? Close our eyes, bow our heads. Dear Jesus, we do want to be part of that group in heaven that gets to go with you everywhere you go. Help us to learn to love you here with all of our hearts so that we will be there too. Help us to share you with others so that they too can be part of that group. Thank you for being our best friend. In your name, amen.